Again, from the book of Acts, where in Acts chapter 2, we've had 13 weeks. This is our 14th week, a quarter in a week, and we're still in Acts chapter 2. But that, as I've told you, that's fine with me. If comments need to be made, you feel free to make them. And if we get to things that I think need to be covered, then we'll cover it, and however long it takes, it takes. And I appreciate your patience, your good attention in the study. There's something that is unique to the first 11 chapters. Really unique is probably not the best word, but there's a difference that is a change that's going to take place in chapter 12. And that is going to be that persecution upon God's people is going to be given by civil government. That begins in Acts chapter 12. And here it is in Acts chapter 1, we have the instruction of the Lord for the apostles to tarry in the city of Jerusalem till they be endued with power from on high. In Acts chapter 2, they received that power as they were baptized with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with other tongues. For the first time, the gospel of Christ is proclaimed. Entrance into the kingdom by repentance and baptism in the name of Christ or by His authority is first proclaimed in Acts chapter 2, to which a great number of them obeyed. And then you get to Acts chapter 3, and guess what starts to happen? Persecution.